Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph. We're on Nun Amud Beis, four lines in the bottom of the two dots. And today's share is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Shalom Shav and Leah. So it said, Ad Masai Muto Lahachzer. How long do you have to show the item to somebody to see if he got ripped off? So it was a machlokas. Tanakhava said, as long as you show it to a relative or a co-worker or something like that. And Reb Tarfon said, no, the whole day. Amar of Nachman, lo shanu el lokeach. That's only if you're the buyer. Avol mocher lo'olam chozer. The mocher, the seller, can always, I mean, lo'olam forever, 20 years later, always he can do it. Says Rashi on the bottom, second to last Rashi, she ain't biyadu ma'alaharos, because there's nothing to show somebody. He sold the item, he doesn't have the item. Right? Vilimloch, right, to take it back. Ain't no makir bahana also, he doesn't know, realize whether or not he got ripped off. Ad shiyira talas acheres, kidmusa nimkeres, bedamim yikarim.
Something compared to it.
Hilkach la'olam chozim lonus yakwit halizus bintayim. Then he can always, as long as it wasn't a change in price in the talis. Someone asked me that yesterday, right? As long as the price stays the same, the mocher, the seller, has forever. That's what Reb Nachman said. Nema Masayale. Let's say that our Mishnah supports that. Why? Because what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said Chazul Divichachamim. That the sellers of Lud would rather have the Chachamim. I would rather have the Chachamim. Iyamrit Bishlam Mochel Olam Chozer. If the statute of limitations is forever, Mishum Hachi Chozer. That's why they don't want Reb Tarfon. They'd rather have the Chachamim. Why? Says Rashi on top. Sheheim Hoyu Mochrin. They were sellers. Ve'enon Nenin Barachava Zman HaChazara the Reb Tarfon. They don't gain anything by Reb Tarfon. Sharei Afil Rabban L'Olam Chozer. Now, that's a funny thing. But what if they do gain something? What do they gain? They gain, they can charge more. Right?
They find out that it's a higher price.
No, they can charge more because Reb Tarfon's Onah is not the same as the Chacham's Onah. So, right? Ella, I amrit mocher nami belokeach dummy. But if the mocher is direct the lokeach, my nafkul emine. Right? What's the difference? Ki hechi da avdi le rabbanan takanta le lokeach, just like the rabbanan made some help for the lokeach, hachanami avdi le rabbanan takanta le mocher. So too, the rabbanan made a takana for the mocher. Right? So the Gemara, that's the Gemara asked my question. But according to
Rabbi Tarfon never said, I'm leaving to the mocher. They wouldn't.
But we're assuming it's the same. We're assuming it's the same.
Why?
What? Why not?
No, because also. Because
no, I'll tell you what.
Chachamim said is until they check with a relative.
Right. Now the Rabbi Nachman said, but the seller, it's forever.
Right.
Why?
Okay.
Because he doesn't have the item.
So Rabbi Tarfon also did the one who said, it's in the same room.
Right.
One day for the Kohen.
Right. Right. So why did they say we don't want Rabbi Tarfon?
This is the other
one. So the Gemara answers, no. Tagri lud lo shchiach de to. These guys never made a mistake. They don't need that benefit rule. They don't need that rule. They never made mistakes. These guys are the pros. They don't need that. And what's going to happen if someone cheats me? No one's cheating me.
Right. But right? How can you do it anyway? You can't go back.
I know, it's
like
a funny.
You off me for $6 and I go back and say, you know, I should have
right.
I don't think so.
Right. Right? So therefore, they don't gain anything by that?
Right.
Right. And then we had yesterday, why it's better for them not to hold like a Tarfon. So that was yesterday's stuff, right? Even though they have a longer time frame, they don't really gain anything.
Right.
So they said, you know what, we'd rather not have a Tarfon. Okay, fine. Very good. Ush bezichnei derami barachama, zavin chamra. The innkeeper by Rabbi Bar Chama sold wine. Vita, he made a mistake, right? Ashkechei Davi Atziv. He saw he was all sad. Amalei, am I Atziv? Why he sad? Amalei, Zavini Chamra Vitai. I sold wine. I made a mistake. I got cheated. Amalei zil hadaber, go back, so take it back. Amalei hi shihai yosli yosem mechtei shiel tago lekrovav. But I waited too long. I waited too long. He's a seller. I waited too long. So shadu lekabed Rav Nachman. They went to Rav Nachman. Amalei lo shana el lokeach. That's only true if you're the lokeach, if you're the seller. Avol lokeach if you're the buyer. Avol mochel olam choser. The seller can always go take it back. My time of why? Lokeach mikho biado. The buyer has it in his hand. Kol hecha de azil. Wherever he goes, machvile, he shows it to somebody. The amrile ita ilota. They're going to tell him, you made a mistake, you didn't make a mistake. You got cheated, you didn't get cheated. Mocher, but the seller, the lo nokti machmikhe biado, he doesn't have it. So how's he going to go? By the way, did I sold such and such? Did I get cheated? Did I sell it for too little? How's anyone supposed to answer you?
You can see all the ones being sold.
Okay, but ad de misramile, where is it? Mocha mocher, de lo nokat bikhe biade, ad de misramile zivine, kizvine, viada, ita, viilota. So you have to show some other item.
Right.
Right? So that's not so simple. So therefore, he has a much longer time frame. Does it really mean forever? I don't know if it means forever. But so he says over here, he says, if the sale is something that's very generic, right? Kigon, he says over here, the Rambam says this, Kigon, palpalin, peppers.
Yeah.
What's the seller going to say? I didn't know how much peppers cost.
Yeah.
Right? Shesha'arim yadu abashuk. Everybody knows that price. Cost of a Rambam, the Rambam says. Of course he can't retract until you can estimate the value of that item in the shuk. Right? In other words, Rabbi Nachman's rule is only talking about strange things. Strange things that you don't really, like, we'll show another one, right? There is no other one. These unique items, these antiques and these unique items, that's Rabbi Nachman's rule applies, says the Rambam. But if it's a regular item in the street, everyone sells them, what kind of thing, why are we giving this guy so much time?
Wine.
What?
I mean,
in those days, it was not like today. Yeah. Where they have 1,000 different types of wine.
They had different wine then too?
No, they didn't.
No, it was just wine then?
No.
Wine and then
that's it.
It wasn't a common commodity?
It was. It was more common than it is today in a way. It was like water.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what they drank. It was a main staple.
Okay, so?
What? So... Oh, so he's saying, why did he get such a...
It's like peppers.
So we're going to see another wrinkle in a minute. So listen to this. Hahu Gavra, there was a fellow, Tahavi Nakat Varshechi Lizvune. He got some silk to sell. Kari Shita, he asked for 6. Vishavya Chamisha, but it was worth only 5. It was worth 5. And he asked for 6. So is that mutter? No.
Like a baker's
dozen. But I guess he let it be known, or he's announced, that if someone's going to offer me 5.5, that havi shakel, that I'll take. I'll take 5.5. So asahu gavra, to Amar, he says, in 1 second, havina chamshu palga, if I give him 5.5, thank you, 5.5 is less than a sixth, so then it'll be mochel. Havi mechila, it'll be mochel. Right? Why? Because less than a 6 is mechila. So, atun le shita, I'll pay 6. Right? I'll pay 6. Vitave ledina, and then I'll go to bed and I'll get my dollar back. Why should I pay 5.50? I could pay 6. I get the dollar back. I'll end up being paying 5, which is what it's worth anyway. You're chacham? What? You're the chacham? Right? Right, so the Rabbeinu Chanan and the Meiri say, you see from here, that even if you know you're being ripped off, you're still allowed to pay the price and get the money back. He knows straight out, he knows. He's a big chacham. I'm not going to pay $5.50. Pay $5.50, I lose the 50 cents.
Right.
No, I'll pay 6, I'll get the dollar back. Right? Asla kamei derava, amalei, listen to this Gemara, lo shanu elabakeach menatagar. All the rules of Onah only apply if you're buying something from a tagar, from a merchant, from a store. Then the rules of Onah apply. But if you buy something from your friend, not a store. Yeah. You buy something from your friend. Ain't lo olav ana. There is no ana.
If it's a friend.
Not because it's a friend. Look at Rashi in the first skinny line. Tachshitin, some jewelry, uklei tashmish shalo, or some other item. The chaviven olav. It's very dear to him.
Right. Sentimental.
Right? Yeah. Sentimental. Let's say he has a picture of you, him, and I don't know, the president or something. So what's the price of that picture? On that picture. I want that picture very badly. Let's say he has a picture of me with the president.
Make a copy.
Right? He has that picture. And I want a copy. What does he want? He needs a copy. He needs a picture of him with me and the president. I want that. So there's a no on that? No. No. You know why? Have like him a farish? It's like you specify. Yodea ani sheyesh li ona. I know there's ona. Damrin lekamon ein lo olav ona. Hachma says it b'sheldas Rav Achoy. Rav Achoy says that. There can't be ona on such an item like that, on a personalized item.
Because there's no set price.
What?
No set price.
Exactly. But what if it's jewelry? Rashi says jewelry. What if it's jewelry? My wife has such lovely earrings. I don't know where we bought them when we were overseas somewhere. And your wife really wants them. There's no ona. There's no on that. I think it makes sense. If you walk into a store and he's selling earrings and the earrings cost $500 and he's selling it for $20,000, that's a ripoff. Right? But if it's my personal earrings, my item, there's no on. You want them. Sentimental, whatever you want to call it. There's no on. I think it makes a lot of sense. No? Okay. Hahu Gavra, there was a guy, Davinokat Kipi Lizvine. Again, same thing. He had earrings. And Kari Sheetan. He said he wants 60. V'shavi chamishim. Done worth 50. V'i havichazi chamshim v'chamsha havishakal. He gave him 55, he would have said fine. Asalahu gavra v'amar I avinala chamshim v'chamsha. If I pay 55, havimichila. I'm mochel. You're mochel, so I'm not paying that. Asin le Sheetan, I'll pay 60. V'it be aladina, and then I'll get my five, my dollar, my 10 back. Same thing as before. That's only true if you buy it from a tagar. There's no one when you buy something from someone else. There's no one. What? That's just another story to prove the same thing. I'm a labor of Dimi Yasher.
If you want to buy something from somebody and they don't really want to sell, then you're coveting.
They do want to sell. They do want to sell.
Just, okay.
But my wife is on a part with it. You make me an offer. I can't refuse. I'll part with it. That's not coveting.
Right.
Amar of Dimi Yasher. Very good. Yasher means correct, straight. Right? Yashar, straight.
It's correct.
V'chein Amar of Yasher. Elazar, Yasher, you're right. Ay, v'nantanan. But we said like this. Kishem shono lehed yod. Kach ano letagar. Just like there's an offer for a head yod, so too there's an offer for a merchant. What's a head yod? Man head yod? What's a head yod? Lav balabayas. Isn't it a balabayas? Amar of Chista. Rav Chista said, no, it's not a balabayas. Right? What does it mean? It means bitsad riyasa. A guy selling generic items. That's what this ona. Right? It means a bag, some kind of bag, a sack. He's selling luggage. So there's a price on that. V'chein aval money de tashmishe, but an item that you use the yikri aleha lo mezaben lehu ilav bedami yatiri. But if it's a special item, I'm not going to sell unless you give me a lot of money. Then there's no ona. So what kind of item is it? If it's a stamen item that everyone has, nothing special about it, then of course there's ona. Doesn't make a difference if you're a private person or not. When do we say there's no ona by a private person? When it's some specialty item, either sentimental or some rare thing or something like that. Then there's no ona.
So like garage sale, you can charge whatever you want.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to buy someone else's junk? I may have my own junk. And his junk? Right? Okay, next Mishnah. Echad lokeach, whether you're the buyer, echad mocher, whether you're the seller, geish lehem ona. Both of them have ona. We said this already, but we never said it in the Mishnah. Kishem shona lehedyot, kach ona letagar. So there's enough for a head yot, there's enough for a tagar. We just said that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein ona l'tagar. Ein ona l'tagar. There's no ona for a tagar. What does he mean by that? We'll get to it in the Gemara. Mi shahultul olav, the guy who got cheated, yado al elyona, he has the upper hand. Ratza amarlo tein li ma'osi, he could say, give me back my money, oh, tein li ma'asha aniyasi, or give me back the ripoff charge, the overcharge. It's his choice. The one who got ripped off has a choice. Right? Okay.
I don't know if we addressed this, but if it's over a sixth, no, it's buckled. But let's say guy's gone already. That's it. Done. I mean, the guy keeps his merchandise, and that's it. There's no.
Okay.
I mean, it's what do you buckle? He can come back and say this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So we're gonna have. I don't know if we did it yet. Does it? Oh, we did do it. We did it yesterday. Is there a statute of limitations on that?
Right.
Was it machlokas?
On over.
He's not over.
Right.
Okay. So you buy something and you found out he overcharged for it, and then you get the item you bought gets burned in a fire and
yeah, it's too complicated.
Seller,
I don't know.
And the seller says, "I want it back."
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We're not Hani Mealy. How do we know that Onah is a two-way street? The buyer and the seller can both be over Onah. How do you know that? The Tana Rabbanan, it says, V'chi simkeru mimkar la misecha, al tonu. When you sell an item to your friend, don't cheat him. Don't overcharge. Ain li ela shet hanisna lokeach. That's only that you can't cheat the buyer. Nisana mochem enayin. How do you know the seller also can't get cheated? Talmud lomer, o kana, al tonu. The play on the words. V'chich l'michtav lokeach, v'chich l'michtav mocher. I needed to tell me both. Why? Because of Rechman and Mocher. If it only would have said the Mocher, that the seller, Mishom, the Kimle, Bizvine. He knows the price. That's his job. He's a merchant. He knows the ins and outs of the industry better than any buyer. Avalokeach, but a seller, but a buyer, a purchaser, the low Kimle Bizvine, who doesn't really know prices, Ema, lo is Hare Rechmana, but Lotonu. Maybe he's not included in Lotonu. I ripped off the seller? What do you want from me? He's the expert. I'm not the expert. V kasev rechmana lokeach. And if I would have told me the lokeach, mishum deka kakani. Because lemaisa, he got the item. The marinan, because we say, inche zivanis, kanis. The buyer gains. It's a funny thing to say. What does the buyer gain? The seller got the money. So, you know, well, the item's worth more than the money. Not true. It's the same price, but for some reason, the Gemara feels that when the buyer gets an item, he gained. He got the item, even though he paid for it, but he gets some milo.
But if he got a bargain, then for sure he gained.
Avol mocher, but a seller, davudika movich, he loses the item.
Right.
The Amri Inji people say zavin uvad, the seller loses. Ema maybe lo vatai rachmana belotonu, so he's not included in lotonu. Tzricha, therefore, both cases are needed.
Well, sometimes an airline has a computer glitch and they sell these.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they have a mistake and you know. Very
so by the way, when that happened,
low price,
when that happened, there was a big shaila if that was Onah.
Right.
There was a big shaila. Everybody was busy with that shaila.
Right.
Right. Who was busy with it? None of the buyers, only the rabbis.
Is
busy with that shaila. The buyers weren't busy with that shaila.
I don't know, right?
What?
The price on tickets changes every single day anyway.
No, but it was clearly.
So much.
I'm paying $800 for a ticket.
Yeah.
And in the summer,
it's $1,400.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they were charging $200. It was clearly way below a normal price.
Yeah. Rabbi Glad gave a whole share about it.
And what did he say?
You said that if it's within a certain range, you know, that you could say it's.
But this was the problem is that these tickets were below that range.
I know it was.
They were below any range.
It was a glitch.
So isn't that Onah?
Yeah.
But not on purpose. So what?
Am I doing that one? What happened? But it wasn't purpose.
What?
They did it as a sale to bring
in people. So then we said you're allowed to be mochel. You're allowed to be mochel.
Yeah.
The seller. You want to charge less for an item? You're not allowed to do that.
Exactly.
Is Dan steal a deal or a steal?
Yeah. Okay.
Right, yeah.
What happened to an educated
consumer
is the best customer?
Yeah, sorry. Rabbi Huda Omer, okay, let's go. Ain't on the tagar. Rabbi Huda said there's no enough for a merchant. What does that mean? Shum shu tagar, ain't lo enough. because his immersion is no, no. That he said that in the Mishnah, it made no sense in the Mishnah. What does that mean? I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav, B'tagar Safsar Shonu. We're talking about a Tagar who's a Safsar. What's a Safsar? A Safsar is some kind of, I'm not sure how to say this in English.
They say merchant broker.
Merchant broker.
He immediately sells what he buys.
Correct. You want to call that a
wholesaler.
A wholesaler, a warehouse. Stuff's coming in, stuff's coming out. He's a busy guy, right? My time. So why is there no ona? Because miyada yada zivinte kama shavye vachuli achal gabe. Everything's coming in and everything's coming out. If there is a change in price, then it's mechila. Right? Vahai dezavne hachi. Why would he sell at such a low price? Mishum, because disramu le zivine achrite. Something else is coming in. Vahashtamiya kahadar bay. Right? Everything was gone?
Must go.
In other words, stuff is coming in. This guy's so busy. Stuff coming in, stuff coming out. There's no ona. Whatever you want to offer him, he'll take it. He needs something else. He needs cash. Right. That's the kind of business this guy has. There's no ona like that.
Right. Why give him the right to retract?
What?
Why give him the right to retract?
No, there is no ona.
Yeah.
He can't come back. Oh, he's undercharged you. No, he can't say that.
Too bad.
Why? It's all with knowledge. It's all mechila. That's the first answer. Ravashi Amar, my ein l'tagar ona. What does that mean, ein l'tagar ona? Ein b'toras ona. The exact opposite. There's no ona. That means afilu pachos michde ona chozer. Even a fraction, a penny. No mechil at all. The exact opposite, vort. Tanya kavasi der Rav Nachman. Now we have a brass that supports Rav Nachman. That what? Ruda omer tagar ein lo ona neshu baki. He knows what he's doing. He's a big bucky. So why is he charging so little? He has his reasons. He's got his reasons. Something else is coming in. It's junk. He knows exactly what he's doing.
He just wants to move it.
He wants to move it. So there's no one, huh?
So he doesn't hold back Ravashi.
No. Ravashi was very, very... What's right. The reason for Ravashi? Why say that?
Yeah. So
he
doesn't hold back.
He's not a businessman.
Misha mutul alav yado alal yona. That we said whoever got cheated, he has the upper hand. That person has the upper hand. He either can cancel the sale totally, or just cancel the overcharge and keep the sale.
Even the seller,
yes. Mani Masnisin, who's the author of this Mishnah? Well, it's Lo Rav Nassin v'Lo Rav Danasi. It can't be one of these two. Why? E Rav Nassin, Masnisin Ketani Ratza. If it's Rav Nassin, our Mishnah said Ratza. Whatever the cheated person wants. E Rav Yehuda. One second. I skipped a line. I'm sorry. E Rav Nassin Masnisin Ketani Ratza Ubraisa Lo Ketani Ratza. What Braisa? We'll see the Braisa in a minute. And E Rav Yehuda Hanasi Masnisin Ketani Lo Keach Braisa Ketani Mocher. The Mishnah said the Lo Keach, the buyer, and the Braisa talked about the seller. So where's that Braisa? That was a price we had yesterday, no?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Said in Nunamabes.
Nunamabes, yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So Sibin Zav Rash. So we have three answers to this question. Amr Belazar, Anazu Eni Adea Mishana. I don't know. I don't know who's the author of our Mishnah. I can't make a jive. First answer. Second answer, Rabba Amar, Lola Rab Nasanhi. Really, the author of Mishnah is Rav Nassin. I hear Rav Nassin's. Here it said it's up to choice, and over there it said there's no choice. Tani Nami Mabraisa Ratzah. So change the Braisa and say also there is a choice. Fine. Rava Amar, Rava says no. La'olam, Rav Yehuda, Anasihi. No, it's Rav Anasi. Umay, the Shire B'Masdesin, Kamafarish B'Braisa. What we leave off in the Mishnah. We finish up in the Braisa. That what? That even the seller can have ona. Here it only said the buyer, and over there it said the seller. Amar Ravashi, Deikanami, I'll prove to you that's true, that he's right. That's the answer. Why? Diktani, it says, Echad lokeach, v'echad hamocher. Doesn't matter if it's the lokeach or the mocher. Umefarish leilu lokeach. And we only explain the buyer. Shmamina, shiure, Shire Lamocher. He left the other part out. And he why would Rabbi Yossi, who compiled the Mishnah, do this? I don't know. Shmamina, you're right. He left out the rest of the story. He left that out of the Mishnah, and it belongs to the Brisa. So it's the same person. Okay. Yes, exactly. Itmar. Homel l'chaveiro. If someone says to his friend, Al menas she'ein l'cha olai ona, I'll sell this to you, but don't come back in later and claim I overcharged you. Can you do that? Is that fair? Masna masha kosa b'torah, right? So Rav Amar, yesh lo olav ona. What kind of thing is that? Ushmuel Amar, ein lo olav ona. Shmuel says, there's no ona. If you make such a deal like that, there's no ona. Right? Right. So we know that there's a rule that we paskin like Rav when it comes to Isurim, and we paskin like Shmuel when it comes to Dine Mamanus. What's ona? Really? It's also an Avera. It's an Isser to charge ona. Right? So who do we paskin like? Rav or Shmuel? Can you do this? Can you say, but don't come back to me? Shmuel said you could do that. We paskin like Shmuel by Dina Mamanus. But we paskin like Rav by Dina Iser. Here it's both. Right?
But what if you have him in writing? What if he signed something and he said, okay.
Doesn't matter if it's in writing, doesn't matter.
I won't come back to you.
Right? What?
So
it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Sign.
I won't.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Rabbi Chananel paskins like Rav because he paskins like Rav by Isurim. I what about the fact that he paskins like Shmuel by Mamanus? What about that? So it's interesting. Interesting. Okay. Lema Rav d'Amar k'Rav Meir. Let's say that Rav says like Rav Meir, who Shmuel d'Amar k'Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel holds like Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, what Rav Meir, what Rav Yehuda? The Tanya. Hamalisha. One second. Yeah. Tosfa says, it's not a question of. Everybody agrees, you're not allowed to charge ona. Everybody, Rav and Shmuel both hold, the Torah says he can't charge ona. Shmuel doesn't argue on that. The question is, what if he went ahead and did that? They have to return it. That's a momentous question. And then Pascal like Shmuel. It's only a momentous question. There's no Shiloh you could do the Isser, right? That's not machlokes about that. The question is, they have to return it. That's a money question. Pascal like Shmuel. Rabbi Chanan held no. Pascal like Rav. It's an Isser question. Okay. Anyway, now he said this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya. Hamalisha. If a man says to a woman, "Hare ab mukudeshes li, marry me al manas on condition she ain't lucha alai ona. Oh, she ain't lucha ola sherek sus vaona. That I don't have to give you sherek sus vaona. What's sherek sus vaona? Money, clothing, which are two money items, and relations. So. Hareza mikudeshes, you're married, v'tnai bottle. And there is no tnai. In other words, not that you're not married, no, you're married. And you have to give sher ksus v'ona divrei Reb Meir. Why? Because the mas namasha katsa b'torah, your tnai is irrelevant. Reb Yehuda Omer, no. Bidvar mamon tnai kayim. When it comes to money, your tnai is kayim. You can't go against an Isser in the Torah. The Torah says you have to be with your wife. You can't undo that. You can't make a condition against that. You don't want to give her money, so she doesn't have to give her money. So what does he see? Rabbi Yehuda holds, when it comes to Dine Mamanus, you can make any deal you want. You could say, we're going to be mochel, the Onah issue. Why not? So the Gemara says, Amalach Rav, Rav said, you're not allowed to be mochel Onah. Right, Amalek Rav, Anad Amir Filu of Yehuda. I can even agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Kain Lo Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda there is different El Diyada, she knows. She knows. But she wants to marry him so badly. V'kamachla. She'll be mochel that. She'll be mochel. All right, so you won't buy me the dress. Okay. So why not? Why can't she be mochel that? She knows in advance. She knows coming in. This is the condition. This is the guy. The guy's a creep. She wants to marry him? Kol hakavod. Aval hacha miyada demachal. How does he know that he's being ripped off?
Right? You know that store is a ripoff.
Right? Rashi says on top, De'ika ona. How does he know there's ona? Who sovar deinbo ona? He thinks there is no ona. So therefore, it's not the same machlokas at all. Ushmuel amar, Shmuel says, anada amir filu remeir. I can even hold like remeir. Ad kan loko remeir hasam. When did remeir say that there's no tanai on shekhsus for ona, and you're married, and you have to do shekhsus for ona? Ella devadai ka'akar. We're vadai, you are violating the Torah of bevadai. Abel hacha, but over here, it's not a vadai. Even if it overcharge you, mi yemar, who said the ka'akar mi di? Right? Who said I'm violated? Who said? I said to you, I'm only going to sell this to you on condition you don't come back later and claim it was overcharged. Who said it's overcharged? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's fair. When it comes to the wife, I told her, I'm not going to give you sharing, so I'm not doing that. I'm telling her straight out, I'm going to violate it. Says Rebbe, if you can't do that. Here, maybe it's not so simple. It's only a suffix. Right?
What about that she was asked to do it? I mean,
when?
I don't need your
money. Right, so it doesn't make a difference. Amar of Anon, Ludidi Mefarshli Mene Demar Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel explained to me straight out himself, Hamalach Aveiro, if someone says, Hamalach Aveiro, Almanas She'ein Lecha Olayona, Ein Lo Olavana. That's fine. Almanas She'ein Bo Ona, on condition there's no such thing as Ona, Hare Yesh Bo Ona. Then of course there's Ona. What's the difference? So Rashi says in the second skinny line, Shein bo'na, im omar lo b'lashon zeh, if he says it in that language, ein bo'na, ein zeh lashon mechilas ona, that's not a lashon of being mochel ona, ela lashon tevias ona, the almanas she'ein bo'na omar, on condition that there is no ona, v'hare yesh bo, there of course is ona, umekach tos nami have, v'imrat alachzer, Chozer Lagamri. If you want to take it back, you can take it back. So what's exactly is Rashi saying? What's the difference exactly? What's the difference? If you say, listen, there might be a no here, but I'm only selling it to you on a condition that you're mochel, that you don't come and tie to anything. That's a fair condition. But to lie and say, there's no no here. What do you mean there's no no? You're paying me, charging me triple. I can be mochel the triple, but you're charging me triple. What do you mean there's no no? Is that the difference?
Yeah.
So it seems to be, right? Okay. Now, Meisve, 1 minute. Hanose v'nosein ba'amana. If somebody deals with amana, right? Amana means it's a consignment. I take goods from you and I try to sell them, right? If someone does that, or someone says to his friend, Amanas ain't lachay olav ona, on condition there's no ona, ain't lo olav ona. Right? There's no ona. Now, Larav, the Amar ana, the Amri, afilu of Yehuda, Hamani. According to Rav, right? According to Rav, who said that even his shita, that what? That you're not allowed to charge ona, that if you say I'm not charging ona, right? You're not allowed to do that. Even according to Yehuda, who said you could do that by a marriage, right? Then who's the author of this statement? It can't be Reb Meir. Reb Meir said tonight's a bottle like that. And it can't be Reb Yehuda. Why not? Because he said Reb Yehuda would agree with him that don't know his bottle. Only by marriage it's good. Because by marriage she's maskim. So who said this? Amar Avaya, so you have to say, Mechvarta, derived Amar Kirav Meir, Rav must hold like Rav Meir. Ushmuel to Amar Krav Yehuda. And Shmuel must hold like Rav Yehuda. There's no way to say it otherwise. How could there's a brice here that says that what? There's no anah. Who said that? It can't be Rav. Because according to Rav, both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say you're not allowed to do that. The answer is Rav must hold like Rav Meir. And this brice must not be like that. Must be like Rav Yehuda.
So what's the halacha?
What? No, Amar Abaya. That's the answer. That's Abaya's answer. Rav Amar? No, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, Rav was talking about stam. Right? Where Rashi says stam means amanasha ein lecha elayv ona, dolo yada denichel. I don't know if he's going to be mochel or not. Kan, and the brisa that Rabbi Yehuda was b'mefaresh, was when he said it straight out. What does it mean, b'mefaresh? Shapiresh lo. Yodei ani sheyesh ba'ona. I know there's ona. Vani mochro lo amanas she'ein lecha alayv ona. And I'm selling it to you, I'm telling you right now. Don't come back to me. De'baha, om Rabbi Yehuda, de'masno t'nai kayim. That's good. The d'amir l'shekhsus, someone asked that before. What if he knows? Because if he knows, it's good. And even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you could do that.
But
just like
by
then there's no ona. If you tell him straight out, I'm telling you now, I'm not going to support you, lady. She says, I don't want to be married to you. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda said it's good. Something over here. If I tell you straight out, it's good. What are we paskin? I don't know. Bim of Faresh. Tanya. When do we say these words that there is ona and the Tanya doesn't help? That's Bistam. And you say stam, and then the tzai doesn't help. Avol b'mefaresh, but if it's straight out, mocher she'amar l'lokeach chafet zeh sheni mocher lecha b'masayim yodei ani she'ein bo shava el amana. I know it's worth only one mana. Al manah she'ein lecha levona, ein lo levona. There's no one other. Then you wanna pay more for something? You could do that.
Buyer beware.
You wanna do that? You say straight out. That's like a wife saying, "I know you're not gonna support me. I don't want." So he said it was good according to Yehuda. V'chein lokeach. Shamar lemocher chafed zeh sheni lokeach mimcha. What I'm buying from you b'mana yedani bo sheshava masayim. I know it's worth 200. Al manas she'ein lecha levona ein lo olavona. That's good. Now that we said that thing about amana, tara amaran hanosei v'nosein ba'amana. If somebody buys on consignment, I think that's what it means. Harei zeh. So what does that mean? That means you have a warehouse. And you sell me iPhones, which I resell. Everybody wants those. And then you sell me, like, you know, Hillary Clinton t-shirts. Who's buying those? Nobody wants that. Right? So.
You'd be a collector's
item. Yeah, right? So.
You have her crying.
What?
You have her crying.
So. You sell me two things to resell. You sell me two things to resell. A hot item and an item nobody wants. So. Lo yachshav es haraba amana ves hayafa b'shava. You're not allowed to make me pay. Amana means I will pay you what I sell. Shava means I pay you regular. So you can't pull a shtick like that. And the good item, the iPhones, you make me pay on consignment because you'll get the money for that. And the bad item, the Hillary Clinton T-shirt, you make me pay straight out. You can't do that. Why? Because it smells like ribbis.
How's it ribbis?
It smells like ribbis. Why? So Rashi says, the Rashi's too long to read now. Ella, one said Ella, O zev zev ba'amana, O zev zev b'shava. It has to be the same. Why? Because it looks like I'm paying for the other item. And complicated thing. All right, let's read the Rashi quickly. The Rashi of Harizei Lo Yachshav Lo Lios Lo Hamtonas Mos Hayafe Bischar Tircho. For the good item, you don't mind waiting for the money. You don't mind waiting for the money because you know that everyone buys iPhones. You'll get the money for that. You don't mind waiting. Kigon Hayelo Shteyenos Yafe Sheyesh Lo Olav Koftim. You have good wine. Everybody's jumping for the wine. Lulokeach Bebasachas V'Harash Einonim Chayel Bechanos. Then you have bad wine. Hard to push that bad wine. It takes a long time to sell that bad wine. So the good wine take. Amanas shetimchar lo ra b'machanos kima shetuchal The bad wine, to sell whatever you could sell, right? And when you sell it, give me the money for both. You're basically accepting a delay of the money. That's havik ribis. That's a ribis. You can't delay paying back money. So I'm delaying back on the good and the bad. You're playing a game like that. You can't do that. Either it's all on consignment or it's all pay for it. You can't switch, mix and match good items and bad items. Venosing low, schar kosef. I think the guy who's giving the consignment, in other words, the warehouse, whatever you want to call that guy, he also pays schar for schlepping, schar gomel, schar for the camel, schar punduk, the schar for the guy to have a hotel. You know, it's a business trip, right? All expenses are paid by the owner. Schar atmo ain't an hotel, but the schar, his salary, he doesn't take. Shekvar nosin lo scharo mishalim. Because it's built into the price of the sale. Scharo mishalim mehechakal yavle. Where did he give him that price? Amar of Papa bitzadraye, when he gives him items to sell, bidiyave arba lameya. He gave him 4 for 100, and somehow he makes some profit on that. So 4% commission. That's his pay. That's his salary. So okay, that was a little harder at the end. Okay, that's the story with that. So we got to the Mishnah, and tomorrow we're going to have Onoah by money, by coins. So when they start to rot away, right, that's all tomorrow. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Right.